to the Puck Guys Podcast, the best place for top hockey news and insight with, of course, a little West Coast bias. Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Mahoney and Jason Lamb.
Hey, everybody. It's the Puck Guys, Patrick, Jason, and Eddie, doing our 31 in 30, wrapping up, almost anyway, the Metropolitan Division.
So close.
I know, man. So close. It's just been every day you got to grind out these terrible teams that they talk about in the East. And by terrible, I mean the New York Islanders.
Yeah.
So they kind of don't look like they're going to be any better this season.
Well, they're definitely... Yeah, right? I mean, they only lost a superstar.
Did they?
I don't know.
Only John Tavares.
I mean, no one in Canada knows anything about this deal. No one's excited about it.
I haven't heard a single thing about Tavares. What's happening?
I've literally read on Twitter, people are like, I've said out loud every day since it happened, John Tavares is a Toronto Maple Leaf, and I still don't believe it. So, the New York Islanders finished last season seventh in the division, which I was surprised about. I kind of thought that the Rangers would be better than the Islanders at some point, even though they had a fire sale. Mm-hmm. The Islanders finished 35, 37, and 10 with 80 points. Obviously did not make the playoffs. Huge turnover and not surprising. But the surprising part is who they added to replace those people, which is comical. But no longer on the island, John Tavares, Calvin DeHaan, Yaroslav Halak, and then head coach Doug Waite is gone. Mm-hmm. Additions... Valtteri Filppula, well, thank God they got him. Leo Komarov, another winner. Jan Kovar, Tommy Kunockel, Matt Martin, Chris Wagner, Robin Lehner, and head coach Barry Trotz. Jesus Christ. If I lost John Tavares as an Islanders fan and then they just gave me this bag of shit, I'd be so upset by it. Eddie, we'll start with you. Looking at the Islanders, seeing all the turnover, we know they were terrible in net. And then they bring in Robin Lehner to kind of fix it. How do you feel about the Islanders going into next season?
Well, first, I think you have to address them as Stanley Cup winners Barry Trotz and Tommy Kunockel, because I feel like that makes a big difference to the additions that they made. But no, the Islanders, like, let's be honest. I mean, they're not going to be good. Barzal is going to be the only bright spot of this team for a long time until they bring anybody else in. They reunited the best fourth line in hockey 4 years ago, and Martin, Cizikas, and Clutterbuck, they presumably will be together, but that's it. I mean, it's going to be Barzal and, I guess, Eberle who are going to get stuff done. I don't think Anders Lee and Jason Bailey are going to really do anything. I mean, they benefited from playing with John Tavares last season and even before this, so I don't know if they're going to have the type of seasons they did last year. And then just even on defense and in net, I mean, they're easily the worst team in the Metro. I mean, Letty and Boychuk are their top two pairings, and then you've got a bunch of kids and Thomas Hickey in your bottom two pairings, and then you've got Greiss and Lehner to lead the way in net. Maybe the only minor upgrade they made was in goal, because I feel like Lehner is a bit better than Yaroslav Halak, and then I guess bringing in Barry Trotz as a Stanley Cup winning coach, but There's no bright spot here at all, really. I mean, this is going to be a tough year for the Islanders, and it's going to be a tough couple of years for them.
Yeah, it's. I think it's going to be a little bit rough for them. With Tavares gone, Barzal now has to take on those top line minutes as the top line center. So it'll be interesting to see how he ends up doing with a little bit stiffer competition. But it's also a chance. And one of the things that he was top five in was exiting his own zone with the puck in possession and also entering the other zone with possession. So that kind of tells you if he's able to do top five on both of those categories, he's able to skate through the neutral zone. So it'll be interesting to see if teams are able to kind of stifle that a little bit and if he has a little bit of a regression from that standpoint. What I do like is bringing in Barry Trotz. Not only did they bring him in, but they also brought the goalie consultant, Michael Korn. So he's kind of followed Trotz everywhere from Nashville over to Washington, and now he's over on the island. He's not necessarily the goalie coach. They actually have a different goalie coach, but he's going to be kind of supervising. And the biggest problem that the Islanders faced last year was everything related to defense. They were the worst defense as far as goals given up, the worst penalty kill, and they gave up the most shots against. I mean, that's across the board, all three, top three things you want to not be last in, they were last in. That being said, no team is usually as bad as they seem. The goalie is completely underperformed. That defense was horrible, making a lot of dumb mistakes. And the one thing I think Barry Trotz will probably help out with is correcting some of those mistakes. They did that a little bit in Washington towards the end of last year, and they really kind of clamped things down after, you know, game 65 or something like that is what Barry Trotz was saying. So I think he can kind of help them out a little bit closer work with some of the goalies coming in, but it's still going to be a struggle. It's going to be a work in progress. We'll see what they can do, but I don't see them improving much on their 80 points from last season, if at all.
Bringing in Barry Trotz is like putting flame stickers on your old Honda. Like, they used to be cool, and it maybe looks like your car is going to be fast. It's just not going to matter. I don't think Barry's going to bring enough to this currently, this current roster. The roster is so bad, besides Matt Barzal. Eddie, who are the kids coming up in the system that they're really excited about? A couple defensive prospects, right? I know I asked you because you're Canadian, and that's just like a thing that you should automatically know who I'm talking about. Yeah, but they did draft well. I feel like there's an opportunity in the future for them on bringing in some defensemen. Their offense doesn't concern me at all. They were, I think, eighth or ninth in the league in offense, but seventh, they were dead last in goals against, and it was almost 300 freaking goals they let in. Unless you fix that, you're not going to win. It just doesn't matter. I mean, everyone bags on the Leafs defensively, and their goaltending with Freddie, who was whatever you want to call him, bad in the playoffs. But, I mean, that was, what's the thing in Toronto? If you score all the goals, you don't need to worry about anybody else, right?
Defense.
Well, yeah, it's because you have a decent defense. But Toronto or Islanders just don't have anything that I look at and I'm like, oh, they're going to do better this year.
I think that, like I said, I think Trotz will change up how they play defense, and there's going to be a little bit of growing pains in there. The Islanders gave up an NHL worst, almost 31 scoring chances against per game. I mean, that's just horrific numbers. So even if you want to bag on the goalies, when they're giving up chances like that, that often, eventually they're going to start going in, and that's where you're going to get in a lot of goal trouble. They have to tweak a lot of the way that they play defense. And so, like you said, the hardest thing to do in the NHL is score goals. So the fact that they're at least doing that, they can focus on defense if they kind of all buy in and try and really kind of develop how they're going to play defense.
So
they're not going to light up everything.
With Oliver Wahlstrom and Noah Dobson, those are the two guys that they're looking at the system, maybe, but they're not going to do anything now. I can't see
them.
They're
not doing
better.
Anything this year for sure, but I think an improvement will happen. I think last year was just bad all around, and that's why they cleaned house.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 seasons down the road that you're going to really start to see these guys. I mean, they were probably the best team in the draft this year. The guys that they got, getting Wahlstrom, getting Dobson, they even got Bodie Wild in the second round. They drafted well before that, getting Robin Salo on defense. So they've got all these young guys coming up, but we're not going to see them for probably 2 or 3 years at least, and maybe some of them, if they take longer to develop, around 4 years. So you're going to have to see what they do in that period, and they're going to be pretty bad along the way, because yes, they have Matt Barzal, who's going to be great over the next 4 years, but they don't really have much coming up. You know, they've got Josh Hosang, who they're still struggling with. They don't really know what type of player he is. They have problems with his attitude. They drafted Michael Dal-Cole in the same draft, 5th overall, and he hasn't turned out whatsoever. And really the only other guy they have in the minors right now who can come up and make a difference is Kiefer Bellows. So they're hoping that he can come up and really be a difference maker. But again, he's on forward, so they don't really have anything on defense that's going to help them out and make a difference. You know, Ryan Pulock was their guy who kind of came up, a former first-round pick, and made a difference on the blue line, but he's not going to be enough. I mean, they lost a big piece of their blue line in Calvin DeHaan, and I don't think they're going to really be able to pick up the slack. I mean, a lot of it's going to fall on Nick Leddy and Ryan Pulock to lead the way.
Yeah, and they still do have quite a bit of cap space now that they didn't re-sign Tavares. So obviously some of that's going to be set aside. I know I think Eberle comes off the books after this year. Barzal's, you know, someone you're going to have to definitely plan around in the future. But most of the people they ended up signing just seem to be plugging holes on the third and fourth line here and there, see if it works, whatnot. And they didn't really address a top two. So they got a top line that's going to be a question mark. And if your top line is just average and then your second line's not going to be all that good, you're in for a little bit of a regression on offense. So they're going to have to kind of really work things out. It's not going to be a happy year.
Well, I mean, they have $10 million in cap space. and they have a lot of UFAs next season. I mean, you just said Jordan Eberle. He's been playing well there. I don't see when they'd let him walk. They got Brock Nelson and Anders Lee all due for contracts next season. You can imagine they're going to let guys like Valtteri Filppula walk. I mean, he's just plugging a hole in the lineup.
Well, they signed him, and like I said, so there's a lot of those little ones, like Komarov, Filppula.
4 years at $3 million. Komarov.
That one. That's a little bit of a head scratcher.
Yeah, why is everyone so high on Lou Lamoriello? When's the last time that dude did anything in the NHL?
Calm down.
No,
he
really.
Built up Toronto.
No,
for
he
three
did.
Years.
But Brendan, really Brendan Shanahan,
I mean,
did.
He got high picks, but he got high picks. I mean, it's hard to say you built something up when you got a first overall pick and got Austin Matthews, and you had a fourth overall pick, and you drafted Mitch Marner. I mean, you're not really gonna miss that high. They really haven't dug down deep and got any steals in the draft. Most of the guys they got, especially Anderson and Nett, they traded for it. So there wasn't really much that Lou did to build up the team. And then he comes into the Islanders and he doesn't really do much here. You know, he adds bad contracts on top of bad contracts that they have. I mean, Andrew Ladd has to be a buyout candidate next season.
Five more years at $5.5 million.
Exactly. Jeez. They can't. I mean, they can keep that now, but when they're going to need that, when they have to re-sign guys like Eberle, if he wants a raise, or Barzal or Beauvillier, they're going to need that money. So he has to be a likely buyout candidate.
Yeah. Everyone's so happy that the old man took over and then brought in another old man. If I'm Barzal and I'm looking at this, it's like, oh yay, who'd you bring to help me? Oh, Barry Trotz. That's cool. I got a nice coach. Who's he gonna put me with that's gonna help me play better?
Oh my gosh.
How many guys
expect him to come in and just work all the magic in the world? He tried everything to get Tavares. I think they kind of just, you know, they swung and missed on Tavares, and now they're left with
swung and missed. They had 9 years.
No, but bringing in Trotz and Lamoriello, I think, was trying to keep him around.
He's trying to do everything they could, swing and miss, and now they're kind of left in, you know, well, what are we going to do? All right, so that's the end of it.
The good thing is, what was their playbook with him? What was their playbook with Tavares? So, hey, Johnny, I know that
we can bring in everyone you love.
How many years have we had to make this right? I know. Way too many. We can't give you the money that everyone else wants to give you, then can give you. But also, I know we've never really fixed our defense or goaltending, so do you still want to stay? We got Matthew Barzal, who probably doesn't want to be here in two seasons either.
They got Barzal.
Barry Trotz. Yeah,
they got Barzal for the next little while. So, I mean, they got someone who, you know, if he kind of trends the way he has been, it's only been 1 year, but if he keeps trending the way he is, you could see him being another Tavares, you know, down the road. So hopefully they learn a little bit better. They got rid of the GMs, the coaches. They're trying to turn things around, but you can't just turn on a dime and then all of a sudden become a cup contender because Lou's on there and Barry Trotz is the coach. You start building it up and work from there. Give it time, Pat. Damn it.
Lou should retire.
Okay.
We should just petition every major business.
Well, isn't his son in there?
His son, Lou?
Lou's son.
The assistant general manager is named Chris Lamoriello. Is that his son?
Yeah, that's his son.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so I think that's part of the reason he went to the Islanders, too, is just a little bit to, A, work with his son, but also maybe groom him to be the next. It's a dynasty. You know how it works.
Lou Lamoriello.
The next guy who
worked
works
in New Jersey,
until
people,
he's 900 years old.
And I think the island's as close as you're going to get
to New
Jersey.
When was the last
time
he won? Was in Jersey in like 2004?
I don't know.
Yeah, 2000, yeah, whatever. No, it had to be like 2002 or 2001, right?
I don't know.
Last time he
but they
won,
went to the finals.
Jersey, yeah.
Against the Ducks.
They
that
went to the finals in 2012.
True, with Ilya Kovalchuk. I'm just not. If I'm an Islanders fan, I would be so pissed. And I don't know why they're burning Tavares jerseys. They should be.
That's the thing.
Like, seriously, just burning Lou Lamoriello jerseys or whatever. Like,
what are you talking about?
His name or face on it.
Who has a Lou Lamoriello jersey? I want to know that.
And I want to know why you hate.
There's some Islander that has him.
Why do you hate Lou Lamoriello so damn much? Just because other people think he's good because he's won 3 cups?
Yeah, everyone always thinks that, though.
Okay.
Oh, what'd you do back in the day? But that's hockey. That's like all hockey culture is. Oh, you were good a long time ago? Oh, that'd be awesome if you were my coach.
Pat just hates old hockey guys.
Yeah,
I really do. I don't like anything like the old brotherhood.
GMs, former GMs.
I just picture like a senior citizen home that sits around a round table and rattles off back in the old day we did this. And it's great.
We're going to have a
job, Jimmy. What a great sport. Check that young man.
We are going to have that added to the rant show where you go off
man.
On everybody.
Yeah, well, it's mostly just anybody who's just like stuck in this way of thinking that because everyone was good a long time ago, you should give them all the money and things now. And that's just kind of what the NHL does. For the most part. Right?
Okay, Pat.
You know what? No, hey, that's why I said with the Ducks, Bobby, you know, he gave a little bit of a longer contract to Gibby than I liked, but hey, he's paying him for what he's going to do, right? Theoretically. That's what that's what most GMs don't do. Okay. So, but then I'm looking at the Islander situation. It's like, what'd you do? You gave Leo Komarov a ton of money for what? For him to play on your fourth line and fill water bottles?
Yeah, I have no idea why you did that one. I'm not going to argue that point, but I mean,
Johnny Boychuk for 4 more years too at $6 million. He's their top defenseman.
Yeah, well, you got to put some sort of competitive team out there.
This is almost as bad as like they have a defensive core of Clayton Stoners. Okay,
all right. Well, hey, he's a forever mighty Duck.
So where do you have him finishing, Eddie? We got to wrap this one up, or we're just going to go on a rant for about how much I hate the Islanders.
Yeah, you are. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I got them finishing last in the division. I don't think they're better than anybody. They've got the weakest depth on defense, probably the weakest forward depth. I mean, like we said, the only guys they have that really scare any teams are Barzal and Eberle. So I can't see them finishing above any of the teams we've already talked about.
Jay?
I am seventh. I'm finishing the same, but it can also flip with the next team we'll cover. So I can see it kind of going anyways. I'm a little bit more optimistic that Barry Trotz will fix a lot of the glaring problems as far as the defensive side of the coin goes. I don't, is that a term?
Yeah, you can say that. Yeah.
I'll just keep it going with it. Yeah, so I feel it'll have a greater impact on fixing some of those problems. I'm a huge fan of Korn as well. Not the food. Just feel it's the first time. The way I phrased that didn't sound all that awesome. But him coming in as a goalie coach, you've seen what he can do with Pecorine, with Holt Beast, and not that he's got the same talent level in Grice or Leonard, but I feel that they can fix a lot of those defensive problems. So that's where I think they might improve.
We'll see. Remains to be seen from them for sure. I have them finishing eighth. I don't think they're going to do anything. So many players had career years riding on John Tavares' coattails. Matthew Barzal, he's great. He's going to be awesome. It will be interesting to see how he has to face all the hard minutes now that there's no more John Tavares. So I don't think it's going to be enough this season. Perhaps when Oliver Wahlstrom comes up and starts scoring goals in a couple of years, and then I know Noah Dobson's a lot closer than him. So we'll, maybe defense will get a little bit better in the future. But this season, I haven't finishing eighth as well. Not a good look if you're on the island.
They do have a lot of really good last name guys, though. There's Filpula. Jeez, now I can't say that. Cal Clutterbuck, Kuhnuckle.
Oh, they got maybe like a great name team.
Yes, they are.
That's all they could cheer for.
Yeah.
Question. Are we going to see Islanders jerseys thrown on the ice, a la Toronto jerseys thrown on the ice?
There's plenty of idiots out there.
It's going to happen, right?
Yeah. But people know they're going to be bad, right? Like people know.
You're just going to get hammered at the shit show. That's just what it is.
Yeah, no, I just feel like that happens more when teams, you know, when fans are expecting their team to do well, and then all of a sudden they just kind of.
I would never purposely turn on an Islanders game, but I will the second Toronto plays them at the island. I want to see John Tavares go back to the island and just get rained on with booze and then have him score a hat trick. It'd be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. Over under. Do you think he'll get booed?
Oh my God. They're going to have to have extra tight security to make sure no one brings in anything harsh to throw at him.
It is New York.
Yeah.
And it's,
I don't think he does though.
It's a less affluent.
You don't think he gets booed?
No, I think there will be boos, but I don't think it will be like unanimous. Like everybody in the crowd's gonna boo.
I mean, they booed Paul Kariya for years after he left the Ducks.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But I don't know. I feel like
a different situation. I feel. Yeah. But
this team was gonna be bad. You knew they were gonna be bad. They weren't good last year. It's not like they made the Stanley Cup Finals and then John Tavares is like, I'm out of here. I mean, they were horrible, and then he left to go play for the team that was his childhood team. I mean, it's not. It's not the best way to leave, but it's not the worst way. So I think he'll get booed, but I don't think he's going to get unanimously booed by everybody.
Yeah, and I think Kariya got booed because we had gone to the Stanley Cup Finals, and then he jumped ship. And it's like, dude, really? We were that close, and you're out? It's like them. It's like, we can't even make the playoffs, or we've made the playoffs maybe twice or three times in your whole career. So what's the upside for him sticking around? Yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, I mean, that's... With Paul Kariya, though, I kind of feel like the Ducks just screwed him. And we could go down a rabbit hole on this.
I think John Tavares, too, right? I mean, it was more that they should be moving the management more than John Tavares. They are the ones who screwed this up.
I agree, but fans are fanatics. They're crazy people.
And at this point, they got rid of all the management, so there's no one else to yell at. The only person coming back will be Tavares.
Well, there you have it, you guys. The Islanders are going to suck, and we spent 20 minutes telling you about it. Hope you enjoy. We'll be back with the wrap of the New York teams, right? We got one team left to talk about, and that'll be the Rangers. We'll talk about them tomorrow. You know where to find us, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, the Puck Guys Podcast. We'll talk to you soon, everybody.
Bye, guys.